From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Two members of Colorado's Electoral College have filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court challenging the Electoral College system and the way the state binds electors. 91.5 KRCC Capitol reporter Benta Berkland has more.
The electors say they shouldn't be forced to rubber stamp a vote for Hillary Clinton for president just because she won the popular vote in Colorado. The goal of the lawsuit is to undermine laws in 29 other states that also bind their electors to the popular vote. The hope is that electors in states that went for President-elect Donald Trump would reject him when they cast their Electoral College vote on December 19th. It's considered a significant long shot that there would ever be enough rogue electors to tip the election away from Trump. Colorado's Republican Secretary of State Wayne Williams blasted the lawsuit, calling it, quote, an arrogant attempt by two faithless electors to elevate their personal desires over the entire will of the people of Colorado. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
State officials say an insect that attacks grapes has been found in Colorado's largest wine-producing area. The state agriculture department says federal officials confirmed the presence of phylloxera in Mesa County's Grand Valley wine region. The department says it and Colorado State University are investigating the source of the aphid-like bug and working with the vineyard owner to eradicate it. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.